Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of the Discovery Bay Community Center Committee together, but to order, please. Can I have roll call?
Chair Kevin Graves.
I am present.
Vice Chair Chris Steele. Member Diane Alexander. Here. Member Paul Emmett.
Here.
And Member Jim M. Madison.
Here.
We have a quorum. Let the record reflect that Director Steele has arrived. Okay, public comments. This is the time when if there's anybody in the audience that has something that they would like to talk about with regards to the community center, but that may not be particularly on the agenda, this would be your time to come forward and have your 3 minutes. Are there any comments from the public? Okay, hearing none, I close.
Well, I'd like to ask a question.
Come on out.
What's
my
that?
My name is Renee McLean. I stay on a sale court. And I was wondering, can we have the sheriff somehow patrol the cul-de-sacs a little bit more often?
Okay, let me clarify that this is a meeting of the Community Center Committee. That would be a question for the regular board committee meeting. And I believe that our sheriff shows up the first Wednesday of every month.
Okay.
So if you have a request like that, I would recommend that be the meeting you attend. That would be
March
6th would be the meeting, and the sheriff will be here, and you can actually address him on that personally.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
How about a motion?
Yeah, how about a motion? I make a motion to approve the minutes.
And it's been seconded. All those, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Presentations. Staff? Hey, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce, for those of you that don't know her, Sue Heinel. Sue has been an employee of the district for a number of years and has taken over on an interim basis the responsibility, if you will, of managing the facility on a day-to-day basis. And Sue, raise your hands where you know who you are. I couldn't think of anybody better to put in that role. She is certainly capable and excited, and I know we'll see great things. Moving forward, what I wanted to do is be able to show you some slides of the site. This was actually taken this afternoon at about 5:15, so the grass is, you know, the building, it's still a little rough. We went ahead and took down their logos and put ours up. The first day that we owned the site, which was, I believe, a week ago Wednesday, we were in doing some tree trimming, and then it got a little too breezy for the lift to get up, so some of the trees got left, but we are still in the process of trimming a number of the palm trees. You know about the water leak in the parking lot. There were actually two leaks that we found. One of them actually was underneath this palm tree, and what we ended up doing is we just abandoned the line in place and brought in a new water source. So we went ahead and did that, so we didn't have to worry about the old line continuing to break and repair it. We just went ahead and just abandoned it and put a new line in. This was last week when they were sweeping a lot. This is a little miniature street sweeper, and you can see where the cut is right here from the portions where they were doing the water repair, the leak repair, and the new water line goes right down along where the dirt and the asphalt meet, and down along to the east. This is looking from the other direction. You can see it's significantly better, if you will. Again, this was completely inundated with water. There were potholes. It was the pavement, the asphalt actually moved under your feet as you walked on it. It's dried out significantly, and today they started doing some of the patchwork paving. So that was taking place today. This was around 11 o'clock or so, and then this was later this afternoon. You can see where they finished it off. There's an area right here that needs to be filled in. They're going to finish that tomorrow, and there's a circle over here where there was an island, and that was removed, and that will be filled in tomorrow as well.
Who's doing the labor? Are we contracting that out, or are we doing that ourselves?
That's JW.
Thank you.
Who's doing that? This was all the equipment that was moved outside by the movers. Lake movers came in last Thursday morning. Moved all the equipment outside. This is, you can see the lines in the carpet. The carpets are clean. This is the guys putting back into place. Just reinstalling the equipment.
Was there any interior painting that occurred?
This wall right here, as a matter of fact. This wall was a more of a darker brown.
It was blue.
And it,
it's near the same color. As
it had the Discovery Bay Athletic Club logo right here in the center. Uh-huh. That was painted over. Prior to that, there was a display case that was right here that you'll see again in a minute. And this is this afternoon. Folks in there working out.
Well, that floor looks shiny.
The floor is amazingly shiny compared to what it was like just the other day. Paul, our janitor with Brute Force, has done an excellent job in there. One of the most impressive things is just by putting in light bulbs, how much, we weren't sure if the wiring was bad, if the lights worked, or if the bulbs were just out. Turns out, probably in 9 out of 10 cases, it was just a bad bulb. So we went ahead and replaced all the bulbs that were out. This is in the weight room this afternoon. And then this is the cardio room. I don't know where that dog came from, but he dropped in somehow. This is in the cardio room. So that's, people are enjoying that again. This is the fitness center. Again, the lights are off, but all these, there's like one light in this area up above that worked. There were two ceiling fans up there. One of them only had a couple blades, no lights in them. Chris Steele actually installed this light on Friday night. There was a fairly large group working over there till late in the evening on Friday. All volunteer labor of staff, along with husbands, wives, significant others, and board member Chris Steele was there, and we did that one. Chris went and put the other light together. You can see where the other one goes, and he got the whole thing put together, and he went to hang it, and the mounting bracket wasn't in the box. So not only did he put it together, he disassembled it and put it back in the box to return. So that took place as well. And that is what's taking place today. And I want to go back to one of the pictures. You can see the water in here. This was before they started any of the water repairs, and they just filled up some of the potholes with dirt. But this whole parking lot has been like this, if you've been over there, for a couple of years. And so now that's all been repaired and corrected and replaced. So if you have any other questions, myself, Aaron, or Sue can certainly answer any of those.
Yes, Mr. Steele.
I was just wondering, what's the timing for the completing the paving, sealing, and striping? How's that looking?
They should be done next week. Once they get the... They should be done later this week with JW's portion of it. After that, we'll come in with a sealer, and they'll come in and slurry. We'll get someone to come in and slurry the parking lot. We haven't bid that out yet, but we want to get that in next, so then we can do the striping as well.
Yeah, that's great. And I noticed the lawn's starting to dry up too on that side where that water leak was draining into, so that's good.
The leak, when you walked, there's two leaks, and when you walked over one of them, you fell in. It was
hydraulic.
Pretty bad.
Any other questions?
It's certainly fixed.
From the board, Mr. Madison.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Graves. I noticed that a number of the equipment has been removed to make a little bit more room. Is there a plan to put some of it back?
We brought in a company called TrueFit.
Fit Guard.
Close. That is in the. Karen, come on up. You can address it probably better than I can. She worked with them, but they're a company that assesses fitness equipment, and we brought them in to do that.
Fit Guard's been working with the club for a number of years, maintaining their spin bikes only, and they've recommended to the club, at least from their discussions with me, previous owners, that they should have. They had never been contracted for maintenance of the other equipment. When we did a walkthrough, we brought them in to identify any hazardous equipment that we had, anything that was a liability, anything that might be beyond its usefulness. He pointed out several pieces of equipment that was not in the greatest condition, pieces of the guards that were broken off, chains that weren't working or properly, things that needed to really be maintained. And so that's the equipment we pulled out. We also pulled out a working treadmill because of the access issues with the fire department. So that piece was, the treadmill was the only piece that we pulled that was working satisfactorily.
So the calf machine was broken?
No, the one, I'm sorry, so machinery that moved. The stuff yeah. that was in the weight rooms, we went through to open up the weight room specifically, which what there were, I believe, three pieces of equipment or benches type weight machines that we pulled out that did not have any mechanical issues. They were duplicative. We walked with FitGuard on that, and then we also walked with Tammy to identify some of the machines that had that you could do the same workouts on. So we pulled those for room. But as far as moving equipment, those were identified by the maintenance company.
Do you agree with that assessment?
I know there's at least two or three things that
you noticed people, were missing.
Well, not that I noticed were missing. The only reason why I noticed them missing is because the member has said, "Where is this? I always use it, and I don't have it." So that's how I know it's missing.
The so calf I wonder machine, if they're having those same questions at the club, and if they are people should be educated to say, "Hey, because of the circumstances, this is the alternate piece of equipment. This is how it works. Take them over there, train them on it, show them how to use it." If in what FitGuard is telling us is true, it should be a training issue where we're having the people that are working in the club take them over there and say, "You know, I know this isn't what you're used to be to use, and we may or may not continue why we are right now, but this is what we need to do at the moment. So this is what we're using for calves now," or whatever.
There is no calf machine over there now.
Yeah,
I did verify it. I mean, after he went through and we asked her to come give her opinion, and she actually identified additional equipment that was benches that were not.
So we're kind of out of space then right now, basically, for the right fit.
No, we're not out of space. It could be reorganized, but I think it definitely opens up the layout a little bit better. You know, they created some stations instead. They did a nice job. We actually had staff members who've been there for a long time help and design a different layout with stations in mind, a circuit, if you will.
ABM. Maybe another agenda item.
Well, yeah, we don't have to beat it up, but maybe we can talk about it some other. I think there's a couple of the machines that probably should go back in there because, like I said, there's no calf machine. There's two people that pointed that out to me. And
I would suggest that you have a discussion with maybe Farron offline on that, Jim.
That's what I was just saying.
But as far as I, yes. Thank you. I knew that. I said, step behind you. I just wanted to verify that these were, we didn't make these unilateral decisions. These were decisions that FitGuard, we consulted with FitGuard on.
Yeah, on the equipment that was running equipment, things that plugged in, machinery that had moving items on them, we definitely did that. When we got to the weight room, we asked them to take a look at things that were, did we need every single piece of equipment in there? Do these things do multiple things so that we could open up the space?
Yeah.
After we identified those, we also went through with the trainer and asked the same, you know.
I guess I was just trying to establish whether we made these decisions ourselves or that we had consultants that gave us this kind of advice. I guess that's all.
No.
Based on consultants. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. That's my only question. Point of order, for the record, please show that our fifth board member is here, our fifth committee member is here.
Yeah,
welcome.
I told him I'd be like,
and it was an excused tardiness. Yes. For the record. Okay.
I'd also like to point out, if I may.
Yes,
that since we reopened or since we took over, we've been requiring everybody that comes into the facility to fill out and sign a waiver form, one of our waiver forms, and we've done that, and we have through today, I believe, about 230, and about 20% of the people that have been coming in, and this is just a visual estimation, about 20% are new people coming into the front door. Whether they stick around or not, don't know. But at least they're coming in and they're trying to seeing what we have going.
Well, that's only been 2 weeks.
And what we're going to do is, we've had some discussions of kind of offline about making sure that we try to do a little better job of quantifying those numbers so we have something to evaluate with the right questions being asked at the desk when people come in. And it's just, again, some minor training that will give the board a better opportunity to evaluate exactly how successful leaving the club open is at this point in time. Okay.
Well, we're talking, but we're still on item.
We're still on item presentations, questions.
Yeah. What can we get the table tennis ready to go and get some paddles and all that ready?
I don't see why not. I don't know what kind of condition the table tennis.
All right. And then what about
it? It looks like it's in good condition. We were looking at
and the stereo system seems to work. I was there tonight. Okay. And any upgrades as far as Wi-Fi or anything?
I believe that AT&T is scheduled to be out tomorrow.
All right.
To bring that in.
Okay.
Any comments from the public with regards to the status of repairs and upgrades that have gone on in the last 10 days at the club?
How are you guys getting past the ADA requirements?
We've had a consultant come in and give us the information, and I don't want to speak officially at this point, but I will say that the advice that we've been given and that the county has indicated is that because there's no change in status of what type of club there is, that the ADA requirements, there's some stuff that has to be done, but very little has to change in order to meet those requirements because of the status is not changing of the club.
Since the basic operational function has not changed from one owner to the next, that is correct. There are a couple of minor issues that we have to address, and there's some fire safety issues we have to address, and those are in the process of taking place.
Okay. E, new business and action items. Refine mission statement.
Again, this is one of those items that we discussed at the last meeting. And what I did is I went ahead and just threw a couple more things up. The first one that's on the list is the one that came from Diane, to provide facilities, programs, and events to promote fitness, lifelong learning, and social well-being. The second one is the one that I had drafted previously for the committee's consideration. I went ahead and took variations of both of those and created two other ones to provide a centralized location with fitness, aquatics, tennis, and other age-appropriate community-based programming is offered that stimulates, educates, and enriches the lives of people within Discovery Bay, and one that offered community-based programming that promotes lifelong learning, fitness, and social well-being. I went ahead, if you want to continue this discussion, we can certainly do that at this time, if it's the committee's preference. Continue to provide information to me. I know it's been a busy couple of weeks since we last met, and so I wanted to make sure that we at least kept it on because it was asked to bring it back at this meeting. So with that, if the committee has any ideas or any other comments.
What's the sense of urgency on this? How soon do we need to make a decision on this? I don't see why we need to kill. I mean, I think this should be a relatively simple thing to do, but does anybody have any other ideas? Yes, sir.
My idea is I'm not totally good at this kind of stuff, and I could go for one right now. That's my idea.
I'm with you, bud. Any other?
I agree. I just had a question on the centralized location, because you were saying it was like a hub and things would be different places, so maybe you don't want to say centralized.
I need to work Smith is out right now.
You know what?
Because I don't.
Other than that word, because that's a great point Diane brings up. Because for some people, we're not considered centrally located over here.
No, and I don't mean that.
Well, it's true.
But he said some of the stuff wouldn't be here. Like it could be at the park or down at the water. So it's not all about just that one place.
I would just say on number one. Yeah, I would add that the Discovery Community Center provides facilities, programs, and events to promote fitness, lifelong learning, and social well-being. That was what I would add to that, short and to the point.
You want to make that a motion?
Can you repeat that?
The Discovery Bay Community Center provides facilities, programs, and events that promote fitness, lifelong learning, and social well-being.
Do I have it right here, Chris?
Everything except for the community center.
That
provides.
It said to promote, that promote. Promotes. Uh, Like, if I had a better word for lifelong learning, I'd put it in there, but I don't. So.
We saw that in one of the other missions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Something short. But
is that a motion?
Direct,
is that a motion? To adopt that mission statement?
Can anybody? I'll make a motion.
Okay. Well, we can. Is there a second for that? We can have discussion afterwards. We don't have to vote on it right away. But before we discuss it, I should really have a first and a second.
Well, you know what? It should be just promote, not promotes. Every three things that promote.
I'm not. My language was not good. Grammar. So. Yeah.
Apparently, there's not a second, so that motion will die without
a
second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Well, the motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion by the board on that? Director Madison, you have an opinion?
I like the
excuse the faux pas.
I like the provide one, so I'm waiting for my turn for that one.
They all three of them say provide, so now you really got
the second one.
Oh, okay.
Right there, provide a centralized location.
Well, the problem is that you should comment now, because if we vote on this and it passes, then you don't get a chance to say it.
I'm told you where I'm going.
Okay.
I would just, and that's why I put the Discovery Community Center in the beginning of it, whatever the mission statement is, and just put even the second one's good. Yeah, Jim, I'm okay with that.
And I know that, you know, Diane, you said, you know, centralized location. The way I look at it, 5 years down the road, when our CSD offices are there and everything's there, yeah, that's kind of like we talk about. There's the hub, and then, yes, we're going to have all these parks in Discovery Bay that we can do a whole bunch of stuff with, but this will be, people are going to come here and say, can I sign up to go use that place? They're going to come here to do it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I don't want to say that. I like that one too, and I would drop the surrounding community things. I think you just put within or just the community of Discovery Bay or something. You know, it's we could say it's
like,
the state of California.
That's the first
too.
Thing that I looked at and didn't like a whole bunch was the surrounding communities. Although we may invite them, that's really not our mission. Our mission and our dollars aren't here to support the surrounding communities. They're here to support our community.
That's a good point.
So the second one, the Discovery Bay Community Center provides a centralized location where community-based programs to be offered that will stimulate, educate, and enrich the lives of the community of Discovery Bay.
Hey, just on point of order, would you do me a favor?
I'll withdraw that
one. Would you withdraw your second on my request?
Okay,
would you withdraw your motion?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. I'm a little sick tonight, so I'm moving things along. Let's not get involved in any motions until we discuss all these a little bit more thoroughly. I'm sorry, I pushed that a little bit too quickly. I personally like this second one with the modifications made. It's a little bit long, but I think it takes up the need for any sort of explanation or vision statement to go. I mean, you can also have a vision statement, I guess, and goals, but it seems to encompass.
Well, and the nice thing about it is kind of like I was just saying, when you look at it and it says, and it's complemented by a systems of park recreation, that's kind of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it encompasses all the stuff that we can do in Discovery Bay and future
good
stuff we can do in Discovery Bay.
Yeah. Any more comments from the board? Any comments from the public on these choices?
What do you think, Matt?
I don't know.
He was just here to keep, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say
that. I probably like the second one better than the first one.
Yeah. Bad time.
I would just wordsmith it some more. So on that second one,
you could take out the word is to be offered,
okay.
Too.
Okay. Staff, I would, it seems to be the consensus of the board. You okay with this, Paul? That that we somehow modify the second choice there to be a little more concise with the comments that were made. Can you bring that back to us at the next meeting? Just one choice. And did you get the gist of it?
Yeah.
I can't. I have my glasses on.
You don't. Let me try to make it a little.
That's good. Or do you want to do it tonight?
Yeah, we can do it. I mean, we've got
good?
It. I think we've got
okay
it.
It would still need to be adopted by the board of directors at some point.
Okay.
Can I wordsmith it one more time? Just go through it for you.
Go ahead.
All right. So, the Discovery Bay Community Center provides a centralized location where community-based programming is offered that will stimulate, educate, and enrich the lives of the community of Discovery Bay.
Well, sounds like you got to write that down for the next meeting.
Within Discovery Bay.
I will, that's what I was
thinking. By a system.
And then I like that whole end of it.
You got community in there too many times.
Yeah, it's a lot of community.
Yeah.
That provides, we're programming.
Okay, why don't you work with Rick, and then the next time we'll adopt it.
All right. Bring that back to us.
Yeah, baby.
Option two to the final draft, the next meeting, please.
What do you think, Dennis?
You got it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, item number two. Location for the garden club at the community center. who's got the lowdown on this?
All right, so.
Watch your eyes. It's going to happen too fast.
Oh, zoom it in. Each of categories we're working on.
That's on the agenda still for the evening. It's not been decided.
Mm-hmm. It's not the fall that hurts. It's the
Yeah, well.
Kind of jacked up with that zoom.
My shoot worked. I don't know about yours.
Turn to the community garden.
Is it garden?
It's the Earth Day.
Bring her home, Big Daddy.
Just don't tilt.
I know.
Matt kind of backed you up on that one, didn't we?
Well, it's perfect.
Yeah, that thing came in and you backed up a little bit.
Well,
I looked away.
Okay.
This is the area in question that we discussed at the last meeting. I know Director Steele went out and looked at it after the last meeting. He and I had a discussion on it. And I'm not sure if the committee has any future, any other questions that they may have. But certainly we're able to answer them. We are planning on moving forward with this location as part of our Earth Day project moving in for 2013, which would also include the family festival that would take place in this area in here, along with the Blue Star Memorial Byway project that's taking place over at Slifer Park. And if you've driven by there, you've seen some of the preliminary work actually starting to take place over there.
Well, look at that water leak.
So,
oh yeah, you can really see
during our last meeting, unless I missed a meeting, there was a lot of hims and haws about whether that was going to be someplace where we wanted to permanently put in some things, and then I guess staff moved ahead with that, even though the board, the committee.
We that's why we're bringing it back. We haven't made any decisions.
We made no
decisions on that, but it's.
I thought I heard the words, this is where it's going to be.
I'm sorry. This location was identified because it's out of the way. It's easily removed if it needs to be removed for future facilities. More so than any other location on that same site.
I don't have a problem with
that. Where's the property line on that south side?
On the south side?
On the south end.
It's down the middle of the street right there that you can't see.
He's going to bring it up for you with a code 7 here in a second. Here comes a ruler.
Okay.
Check
in the meantime, my only question is, and this may be a question for Farron, it says garden club. I mean, who's gonna be doing this, and who's gonna be responsible for it? And is it a Discovery Bay project? Is it a project that's being handled and maintained by somebody else? I'm not clear on that.
I think the garden club part was a typo. They're supportive of the project and they want to be involved with getting it going.
But it's yours.
It would be the town's.
I mean, it would fall under your responsibility.
To put it in and to
maintain. And to maintain and to make sure it stays at a certain level.
The idea is that you would maintain your own plot.
Why wouldn't we just have the garden club manage it? It'd be better off to have a garden club
agree.
Take care of that.
I it's on our property, and I think we should maintain it. I mean, obviously, we're going to see how it works.
Yeah.
And if it's successful, it will take very little maintenance on our part. If it's not successful, it will take a little more maintenance. And I imagine that the length that it's there will be determined by how successful it is.
Yeah, the only thing that would be growing in there are things that would be in the plots and maybe some fruit trees. So everything else would be mulched and covered, so we're not looking
like
at having to maintain grass.
Between
or,
the, yeah. or something like that, or tan bark or something between. Okay. I'm just concerned about the overall appearance, so we don't have.
Yeah.
That's why I think the responsibility stays home. We can
Yeah,
responsible
no, there's
for that.
Been no discussion with them that it's their garden.
Okay.
They just were supportive of the idea of a garden, would like to garden there.
Do you need a motion on this to move forward?
Well,
with
hang
the planning?
On, I got a couple questions. Yeah. So the plots, they're going to be rented out to people?
They would be.
And then
what's the term on
how many?
One guy at a time, you guys.
How many plots do you imagine will be there?
It depends on how much money we can pick up in the next 2 months.
I mean, like 50 by 50 or?
We could do, we said that we budgeted to build them at 8 feet by 12 feet, or I'm sorry, 5 feet by 12, 10 feet. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember the length of a board.
Let me ask you this: when you did your
there was about 100 that we were trying to.
There you go. So 100 plots.
Yes.
So the question is, what happens if there's 200 people that want to do it? You have a lottery.
You would have a waiting list, and some of the ones I visited do have waiting lists where it takes people 4 years to get into.
Yeah. Or we could make another one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I know there's interest in it. I don't know
how much interest
there
would
be.
That would be a nice spot. I think that'd be a nice problem to have.
Fill it up. So then, we would be just doing a portion. Even if we got the money to do 100, it wouldn't fill up that whole area.
And what do you anticipate charging per plot?
Per year, there would be growing seasons, so you pay per season. And I think it's just under $100 per plot.
All right.
So for a year, not for a season.
Yeah.
So it's about $35.
They get that's automatic renewal.
If they want, it just depends on how, like, if you give your season up, then somebody else can
right,
come and get,
sure.
You know.
Okay, I got it.
I would. Any other comments from the board?
I do. What we're planning on is, depending on how much we raise, that sort of thing, so it'll all be dependent on a lot of those sorts of things as well.
Committee person Steele.
Okay, so there's no room on the bottom edge there, Rick, to do it in another location? Is that the idea?
Well, if you did the bottom edge, you could certainly do it down there. There's certainly room, but if you do, it's going to have to come out at some point in time because that's the location of the joint access driveway. The theoretically proposed joint access driveway, and I know Andy's in the back of the room nodding his head, between the church and the district. So it would have to come out if
it went
there.
All right. So I walked through the property, and that was the only secondary spot I could find putting something like this. I think a community garden would be a nice little piece there. Those trees there at the bottom of that red area, I don't want to see those removed for this.
Right.
They're not.
Yeah, I could see them trimmed.
Yeah, that's.
But and I would actually push that plot up to the bottom edge of that building. I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take it all the way to the fence.
I would leave that to the discretion of the committee because of the layout and the size of the plots. It doesn't make any sense to have a half. However, it lays out evenly.
Yeah, it wouldn't come all the way down. You know, you're not going to.
I thought shading and all that. I thought shading.
Yeah,
it maybe a rest area with benches or something. But I think that's a great use. That ground seemed kind of hard. So good luck making that.
Well, we'll just have a water leak over there. It'll be fine.
It's so funny.
Just gonna keep it running.
Any further comments from the board? Yes, ma'am.
Once you said something about having boards made like boxes, because it's above ground.
They'll just be slightly underneath.
Yeah, and you mentioned maybe the Boys Ranch could do it.
They would probably join in and help us. We haven't reached out for volunteers or donations for this project because it hasn't been accepted. So once we do, we'll reach out to those sources that normally help us with these things.
Because I know the shop teacher there is.
Yeah, no, they've been great. They work with us on some other projects.
Yes, Mr. Steele.
I would also, maybe there's some sort of co-op function or something. You know, my brother planted like 5 different tomato plants in his house in a raised bed, and he's overflowing with these things, or zucchini's going crazy, and you can't give them away fast enough. So maybe if there's some sort of a way these people can share the abundance, because I said there's more than this stuff can get out of control pretty quick. But you know what? I also like to see if they're not using it actively, and let's say they're not attending to it on a regular basis, then let's get somebody else in there that really wants the plot.
Yeah, and that's typically what you see with the contracts for the community gardens is that if you're not maintaining it, then we remove you.
This will be part of a contract that they will sign.
Yeah, and I'd be more comfortable like a 6-month.
Comments from the...
There is a food
bank. Andy, why don't you come on up to the mic?
There's a food bank at the church if you have excess stuff.
The other mic.
I'm not going all the way.
I will say that with some discussion that I've had recently with the church, they are planning to designate the area where the property line is, I think mostly so the church sees what, so the members of the church have a good idea of what they just spent $300,000 on. And so there's that line will be put in chalk or something so that there's a definitive line between the community center, that line there. My understanding is the church is going to want to identify that with some sort of environmentally healthy designation. Yes.
Yeah, I kind of misunderstood this when you talked about it previously.
Can you come up the mic for me? Don't follow Andy's bad habits.
Okay. Don't throw anything at me. I kind of misunderstood. This is a garden area or a garden plot. I thought it was going to be pretty flowers and things like that. I didn't know we were doing produce.
It was produce.
Well, let's let Faraday address that. Is there,
there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm.
Is there a determination of what they can grow?
Anything legal.
All right.
There goes half the club right there.
Shoot. Yeah, I'm going to try to save on my electricity bill.
Stick the drink in.
And then who handles the irrigation? The district provides the
part
irrigation?
Part of the fee that they pay will cover the cost of the irrigation.
Okay, all right. I would suggest you go over to St. Anne's Catholic Church. They have a community garden right behind it. Go take a look at it and see if that's what you want.
And they've told, I was meeting with them over the week, and they told me that that nobody's taking care of it. They built this great thing, and that they have abundant fruit and all these things.
Their whole reason for starting that was to help the food bank.
Yeah.
Catholic Charity.
Couldn't get any volunteers.
So go take a look at it and see if that's what you want. I'm just saying you might go through a whole lot of effort and 6 months down the line and think, well, that was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is, but you might take a look at it and see.
I will tell you this. In my business, I'm around a lot of towns, and a lot of towns have these, and they all flourish.
Well,
I hope so.
I'm sure that many of them do, and we think it's worth the effort on our part because there's no cost.
There's no guarantees of anything.
It's not a budget. It's not going to go to appropriations.
That was one of my questions. I don't know if you addressed it. Somebody has put by the 2x4s and the pipe. The volunteer labor to build it and all that appears to be coming. Mm-hmm. Who's going to handle that?
We have not moved forward with trying to obtain the budget or the donations for that. Last year, our project was fully donated, all of our materials. We're going to shoot for that again, but we haven't been given the go-ahead to start collecting that. So
I understand that. It's kind of chicken and an egg type of thing. But also, what we might consider is putting out a list and say we are considering having a community garden and see how many people would be willing to go ahead sight unseen other than a verbal and put a deposit down and see how many we get. Mm-hmm. In lieu of building it and they will come, okay, we're going to build it if we have enough. And that way there's nothing lost, and if you don't get enough participants, you just refund the folks their deposit. That way you can kind of sense what may happen.
All right.
Jim.
Or what we could do is just have a list in the beginning and say we're going to build one and see how many people sign up.
Okay.
If you commit money, you're going to go.
Here.
Signing up's different.
I think what we should do is approve or disapprove this project and then let Farron put the details together rather than us to tie her hands with our ideas and let her bring this back to us with a plan. As she stated, she's done nothing yet because she hasn't had the approval to move ahead. So that being the case, I'd make the motion that we approve the, what do you want me to approve here, staff? Moving forward with the proposal?
Yes.
Is that good enough?
For now, yes.
Okay, I'll make that motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any final comments?
Yeah, I have a final comment. I would ask that we have the Discovery Bay Garden Club be an integral part of this planning and establishing this. And I understand that they're a private group or whatever they are, but I think that their expertise and knowing how to reach out to some people might help. So I would just say we work with those guys. I think they're a key part of it.
But that's not part of the motion.
That's fine. I'm just trying to find the record.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Great. Motion carries. Marketing effects, current and into the future. Who's addressing this? Don't everybody jump to the mic at once.
We've been thinking about different ideas that we can get the word out that we're out there.
Do you have the brochure?
One of the things that we're obviously looking to do is, in not necessarily right away, but into the future, is the draft of the brochure. You've seen it once before. Mm-hmm. That would be probably be later this coming winter, late in 2013 for a 2014 real kickoff of events. But in terms of advertising today, there are a number of opportunities that are out there. We can, you know, we can send postcards to the community. We can put in our water bills. We can put inserts into the 1900 residents that get water bills. We can put those in and make advertise the facility through that venue. And we can also do, Director Steele and I were talking this morning, we can do quarter page ads in the newspaper. There's certainly a number of mechanisms, and to be honest, with just the amount of the volume of things that have been taking place and at the speed they've been going, it just hasn't been one of those things that, that while it's on our radar screen, it just hasn't been one of those things that, that we've landed on quite yet. But we're getting there as we speak. So, and I know Chris had some ideas that he was working on that we discussed this morning. Chris, if you want to maybe bring
sure.
those up.
I know we don't have a budget for marketing, or we haven't figured out what that's going to look like, but I would say immediately we need to have a, we need to get our a webpage up, or one of our pages on our town website, or we need to buy a domain that says discoverybaycommunitycenter.com and start getting a webpage built. There's some web people in the community that have, I'm sure if we reached out to them, they would I do something that very professional, but it would be a placeholder and a place to announce where we're at in the project and what's here now and what's coming. So I think that getting that website ready to go as soon as possible. The second item that I would say immediately is I think we need to do a direct marketing campaign to every household in the community. And I think that on a monthly basis for the first 6 months here, that we need to put together a postcard, and on those postcards may have some sort of theme based on the season. Maybe it's you know, getting ready for summer weather. Come to the gym, you know, come work out, or come plan your birthday or you know activity at the community center. But I think that we need to get a catchy, cheap, simple postcards out there to these people, or if there's some way we can insert it into a bill, that might be another good way. We need to tie that in with I would say every 2 weeks or on a monthly basis, we need to order ourselves some page on the, I would suggest the Discovery Bay Press right now, because we know that they deliver to the majority of the households here. I think another key thing that's going to be moving forward is, you know, people are looking for a deal. How can I save a buck? How can I feel like I'm getting a, you know, a dollar incentive to be over here? And I know we have a lot of people that have attended this thing in the past, and we really need to reach out to our whole community and say, hey, you know, reintroduce them to the community center. You know, come on back, you know, check us out. And I would suggest that if somebody figure out some way they could prove they've been a past member, or if they just showed us a driver's license with a 94505 on it, that we maybe we give them a voucher for the future that says, you know, next fall, if we reopen, you know, you're going to get 50% off of a month or something, or some free training or something like that. But I think it's some sort of a voucher system that not everybody's going to redeem it, but whether they're saving on a buying an annual commitment or a month regular monthly debit from their account would be a good thing. I think if I bring somebody was to bring a neighbor along, you know, maybe we can give them some sort of credit for training time. Maybe each referral is good for one half-hour training session or something. But I think we need to start thinking that way. But we need to be touching the community on this on more than a monthly basis right now. And right now you can go out there and Google it, and there's nothing out there other than there's some news that the press does get picked up through the Google about what we've done in the last few months. But I don't have a budget on that right now, but I think that's those are some things we need to do. Also, you know, cold calling's good. I think that if somehow we could use with the bank accounts that we know we're existing members, and and re-invite them to come on back. We haven't seen them on our list of 229 new applicants. You know, it would be good to, yeah, hey, you know, we're, you know, come on down. I know you haven't seen you here for the last month, and yeah, it's free this month for you, you know. But
it's just February that's free, right? That's almost over.
That's what we decided.
Anyway, any other comments from the board yet, Diane?
Could we have like a little column in the newspaper? That would be free, where every week it said what was happening. Because it doesn't seem like we want to have this giant promotion. We're not ready really for lots of activity, except for the gym. I'm just trying to get people to come to the
gym. I've actually already talked to both papers, and they will gladly give us... and they'd gladly give us, you know, weekly, monthly, whatever we need to put, you know, the events that are coming up. So I think that will be probably part and parcel of the whole thing.
And we could put coming soon on that. Some of those things are futuristic. Maybe we put coming soon, but at least we can say, you know, we got tennis, and we have a garden on Earth Day. I mean, there's some current events that we can plug in there right now. Look forward to the pool opening, and you know, after spring, but those are some little headlines that. Just kind of bulleted headlines, but the rad is, you know, come reintroduce them to come on down, you know.
It also seems like we wouldn't have to have a whole separate website, which could be expensive. Why not just have a section in our city one?
We can actually have a very nice website for about $1,000 that has all the buttons and all that kind of stuff on there. I've looked into several of them.
Is there something connected with our
new program is web-based. I haven't been through any of the programming or any of the demonstrations on that. Do we tie into their site, or do they tie into ours? Do you know?
We provide links from our site.
From our site to theirs,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's how residents would sign up for classes
registrations
and programs.
I do agree that we should have an informational page, but I don't. I think it should be within our town website.
We can certainly do that. In that name, that domain name, can just point to our website.
Yeah, I think
exactly. It could do that. Exactly. But we need that page, though. We guys need to dedicate a page to us that says Discovery Bay Community Center, and make sure that it's on the main page of Town of Discovery Bay, so that it links over to this next page, and then we can start plugging in ideas for marketing buzzwords and, you know.
Well, I think it needs to be a little bit more extensive than just having one page. I mean, you should have a tennis page.
Right.
You should have an events page. You should have, you know, all the bullet points where you can click and
full
and go.
Calendar.
So,
yeah.
So not just one page. So
bios on people that work there.
You should. You should have all that.
But does this
okay, so what we're doing is focusing on the athletic club. Nobody's talking about.
Not.
Yeah, that's what that is what I'm hearing. So not to argue with you or anything. I mean, we did talk about events coming up, but we've had no discussion about any other events other than Earth Day. And I think we're missing part of our responsibility here by not talking about future programming and what else is going to be at the community center. It's not just an athletic club. It's a community center. So
we need a website for our community center to be fully visible and attract business. And it needs to be someone that can manage the activities there. And the existing Town Discovery website doesn't seem to have the capability of doing all the features that are necessary to process the billing, to manage the programming calendars, and to allow people.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think that we need to have a future agenda item, or have maybe a workshop next week on how to build a website.
Well,
I think we, again, need to decide what programs we're going to include in this community center that we're talking about developing for the community. The centralized location for programs that have hubs. What are we going to put on that? What are we going to put on? We got a website. What are we going to put on it?
Gosh, got every park, got every activity listed on it.
What activities?
I got bocce ball. I got softball. I've got.
Do you have softball here?
Yeah, we have a nice softball field at Cornell.
We have, but we don't have organized softball.
Yeah, facilities.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's my point. My point is that we need to discuss what programs the community center is going to be involved with, and how we're going to move forward with providing activities that encompass the entire population of Discovery Bay.
We were just talking about marketing here.
Well, and that's part of the marketing, though. To attract more people, you want to have more events and more activities being focused on.
And once we have all that, then we're going to need a nice website to market all that. Absolutely.
Well,
and I think we'll get into under number four. I think we could probably start getting into a lot of the different things that we got cooking.
Yeah, I kind of thought they have a lot of programming.
So marketing effects. So anyway, I think that staff needs to take a look at the website that the town already has. We've always talked about as a board. We want to try to direct the attention of the town to that website because of all the information that it gives out for the entire community. And then if it's not robust enough to do that, then we'll at least have that question answered. But at this point, I don't think anybody here can answer that question at this point in time.
Can I make a motion?
To
purchase the domain name, discoverybaycommunitycenter.com. I'm going to buy it personally. The town should buy it.
$1.99. I don't have any problem with that, but okay. We don't even know if we're going to need it.
Okay.
But why not buy it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm hoping that this website that we paid $25,000 for is robust enough to handle all the activities that are in the town of Discovery Bay.
I made a motion. Maybe I'll second it.
I'll second the motion.
Do we have a budget for that, staff?
Well, I'm sorry, I did not hear the motion.
The motion is to purchase the domain name Discovery Bay Community Center or something reasonably.
And they're $10, I think.
I don't know what the... Well,
$15.
At the most, it could be $3 for your GoDaddy. I mean,
is that a monthly...
No, it's a one-time.
It's a yearly.
I own 15 website names that I'll never use, and they're like $1.20 a piece or $1.99.
We will look into it if it's. I don't think it's a bad idea to get the website. At least get that.
Get that locked down.
Okay, so the motion's been made and seconded. I would put a cap on that. But are there any comments from the public on that?
I think Mr. Graves' point about right now you need to develop that. I think a good way to develop it is go into the township website and just make it a link, community center, and then add things on. And as it grows, maybe you do have your own website. Mm-hmm. When you call Brentwood or go look for Brentwood, you look at the city of Brentwood, and then it gives you the community center
Absolutely.
Off of that, and you find out what's going on.
Absolutely.
So okay. I think you'd be building something you really don't need to. Just add it on to the township website,
right,
and go from there. For right now, anyway.
I was just going to add that Fremont and Tracy all do exactly the same thing. It all comes out of through the city or the towns, and then it's linked over. It makes it really easy for people to find because they just go onto the town, they click it, and then they get all the information dropped down.
Yeah.
From that.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back to what Mr. Graves said. I'm hearing only athletic also, and who am I? I just live here. But I think it's nice to expand out and have programs for the elderly that they can come over there and play pinochle and things like that. And I'm told there's not even a room that's open that everything's filled with equipment. So it just might be food for thought.
I think once we get down to the next item.
Okay. Let's try to keep some more. Do you have a comment?
Yeah. I think when you're talking about activities, I actually don't remember ever seeing the survey that went out, but the survey had all kinds of what would you like?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should refer back to the survey and get the statistics to see what people wanted, and that's what we should start focusing on for the community center, whatever that was, whether it be cooking classes or kids yoga, swim lessons. We should go back to the survey, get the statistics, and start building activities from that.
It's a good idea. Jim?
The only problem with that survey is for the future community center when we have a lot of room to do things.
Although, it's a legitimate point.
It's a start.
I mean, obviously, we can cross off cooking classes because we're not having...
We don't have a kitchen.
We don't have a kitchen.
Yep.
But, and that's number one. So,
right.
But that still doesn't mean we can't use that list as a priority or at least a
Correct.
Place to start.
Right.
And I would say that at some point in the near future that this committee will probably be looking at what needs to be done with regards to increasing the square footage of the facility. I mean, that's probably going to be something we're going to consider at some point in time. But anyway, so there was a motion to do it now, and it was seconded. We got comments. I'm hearing that, do we still need a domain name if we attach it to our website?
it just, you can do advertising in a brochure similar to this that could have that name on there, and it would go right to that page.
On our website.
On our website. Okay.
Yeah, it just points to it.
So then
so
I think
it would go, you would type that in and it would go to if I can get
okay.
there.
That's cool.
It would go to here. We go to the community center page on our website, for example.
There is a motion that's been made and seconded. We've had our discussion. All those in favor of authorizing staff to purchase that domain name with a not to exceed number of
$25.
$25. We can't do that. We don't have funding.
Well, it's incidental. It's incidental enough to acquire.
Don't even worry about that. So then, therefore,
but if I believe that it's out of line, I will come back to you.
All those in favor of giving staff the guidance to purchase that domain name, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay, the motion carries. Anything else under marketing that anybody wants to throw in the mix?
Well, I just said, people, like you said, we should have those programs out. Although, I've read the survey, it's just all the things you'd expect people to say,
Yeah.
So I don't think it's anything startling.
No, but there are some things that aren't in that survey, too, like we can get a vendor in there to start renting kayaks in the summer, and people can come here, pick them up, rent them from the vendor, and take them down to the marina and put them in the water. We can stand up boards. We can get some vendor involvement, and I think those are all things that we probably need to get on relatively quickly because we're coming up, it's the perfect time for that.
I was just gonna say on some of the basic stuff, like she said, senior citizen things, or children's, I would talk to Sue about, I could do a children's club. But then where are they gonna be? The place is full of just equipment.
Well, there is one empty room.
The yard.
But there is one empty room there that can be modified and used for different things, correct?
Yeah, it's relatively adjustable.
I mean, you could put tables and chairs in there with no problem. Put card tables in there. No?
The type of flooring, it might have issues with the type of flooring.
So we'll bring in an Asian flavor. Everybody takes their shoes off when they come in.
It's not the shoes, it's the legs of the chairs.
You can put a spinning machine down there, but you can't put a table down there?
I don't know.
Mr. Madison.
I've already talked to the school district, and we can rent a lot of space over at Discovery Bay School if we get too big and we need more room right now. That was a no-brainer.
Okay. Did you have another comment, ma'am?
All of it.
Yes.
One thing we might be able to do now is maybe offer a kids' night, like a Friday night.
That's a great idea.
People could use it like a babysitting service, but it could be a fun activity for kids. The adults come in to drop off the kids. The adults see the
parents
place is clean
out.
And nice. And they might want to join.
Okay. Thank you. Good idea. Okay. Item 4. Committee person, whatever you are.
Jim. Well, unless our general manager wants to start the process.
If I may, what I did is I took the assignment listing that was provided by committee member Madison, and as you can see, I went ahead and I identified those items in green, and I may have missed one, I'm not sure, but I believe that these are the items that pretty much encompass the work that we're doing now as it relates to from now until June the 30th. It doesn't necessarily go past June 30th. While some of it could, with respect to the fencing and the cleanup and those sorts of things, but with respect to the current operations, these are items that staff has been working on and that are currently in progress, have taken place, is currently taking place, or will take place. So that's my only comment relative to this matrix.
Okay. Is there an action item here?
I think what I would like to do is briefly go down each one of these categories and find out where we are at and what we need to do to proceed quickly. And next time we reconvene, we'll have some better ideas. For example, finance. Do we have any idea what it costs right now to crack the nut on a monthly basis?
Yeah, we do have that information. It was presented to the board. It was presented to this committee. and it went before it went to the board, and it was adopted by the board. We know what our anticipated revenues are for the next 4 months. Based upon those anticipated revenues, we know what our anticipated expenses are as well.
Yeah. So I give you one more thing on that last board meeting. Didn't we say we were going to update the board on a monthly basis, the financial statement for the center?
That came out of the workshop on Saturday.
I'm sorry, yeah, okay.
I guess my point would be with finance is, you know, I know we probably know what, you know, staffing cost. We know maybe we probably don't know what our hard costs are. We just took it over, so we really don't know what the PG&E is and the water and everything else is. Might have kind of an idea.
Well, we have a pretty good idea of this because we have actually previous years of history from the prior owners, all their costs, whether it be the water costs. We know their water costs were really high because they had a massive water leak.
Right.
So their water costs should go down substantially. Their PG&E costs should be about the same. We believe we can be more efficient than they were, close the doors and the air conditioning is on, sort of thing. So we know what a lot of those costs already are. Some of them we don't know yet. For example, the pool maintenance, the monthly pool maintenance, you know, when the pool opens, we have an idea based on what they've been paying over the years, but we don't believe that their pool maintenance budget was adequate, that they just did what they had to do to get by, in other words.
So I guess what I'm kind of getting at is it would be nice, and I know it might take a month or so to kind of figure it out because we just took it over, but to find out what the monthly costs are going to be with, you know, staffing, hard costs, know what those are. That way we can drive to, you know, what the membership is that we need to at least break even. Because right now, I don't think we have any idea. A, we haven't signed anybody up in March, so we really don't know. But once March is over, then we're going to have to figure out, are we, you know...
You mean February?
No, March, because we're going to start paying in March.
Correct.
So we have no idea who's going to sign up. Right now, there's zero income.
Did those 229 people sign up?
No.
The 229 people have signed their waiver forms. We have all their information. Once we roll out the computer check-in system, once we roll that out, at that point in time, they'll either need to pay or they won't pay.
Well, are we going to call them? Or?
Well, when they come in, we're going to.
Okay. All right. So
well, I'm going to be really micromanaging.
We are going to micromanage.
Why? Why are we micromanaging the staff?
It's our meeting.
We don't need to micromanage the staff. Let staff do its job. We don't have the software in place yet. We can't ask those questions.
Okay, so we're going to project that.
So it'd be nice to try to project that out, and then obviously then we can figure out what we need to do as a group, you know.
And we anticipate the programs all being installed tomorrow once the internet comes in. We're waiting for one piece of equipment to come in. We're waiting for the one big piece of equipment to come in, which I think is the computer, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Okay, thank you. Website, we already talked about that. Facility programming. One thing that I see is on the first and the third Saturday of every month during the summer is having some nice, you know, basically nice blowout where everyone comes in for free. So maybe on the first Saturday we have a farmer's market. I've actually contacted a guy who does farmer's market. He lives right here in Discovery Bay. He can put the whole thing together. It's $50 for a vendor. I've heard a lot of people in Discovery Bay ask about farmers markets. So maybe the first Saturday we could do that. Maybe the third Saturday we have another deal where we just invite vendors to come in for $50 so we can bring people in. That's part of the newspaper thing. That's what we're having this week is going on. Bring in the bouncy bouncies back there for the kids. Have face painting for the kids. Make it attractive so everyone wants to come down and take a look at it. Then once they get in there, then it's going, hey, look what's going on in here. Then they're going to, you know, be more likely to sign up and keep going from there. Birthday parties, the family reunions. We can bring in, you know, concerts, you know, small concerts back there. One of the Saturdays, both of the Saturdays, where we can kind of transition from the kids thing in the day and nighttime, come back to the beer and the wine and the concerts that we used to have. So that's something that I'd like to, you know, keep going with.
I think that's a key column to engaging the community. At some point in time, we may decide that we want to go to the community for financing to through whatever mechanism we may choose to do that, which I'm not going to mention right now. But if we were to do that, I think that's why I keep going back, and that's exactly what I'm talking about, Jim, is if we can engage the community on this is their piece of property and they're invited to come in to do it, on a more general term, then we have the support that we need to continue to maintain the athletic component.
Correct. Well, it's huge. I mean, that whole, like I said, we got seven Absolutely. Acres back there. That's there's a ton of stuff to do. Absolutely. And I figure, like, I even broke out the outdoor rental fees. You know, for example, if you're going to use, they want to do a pool party for the kids, birthday party. So under 20 would be $200, 20 to 50 people. I don't say kids because then the parents come in. Could be $300. We have non-pool. So if they just want to do a cookout, stuff like that. I got a whole breakdown for that.
We're back to user fees, right?
What?
We're back to user fees, which is what we want to be at.
Yep.
For using the facility.
Right, for using the facilities. Got all that. Did my research on who's doing what and all that kind of stuff. So we can certainly implement all that kind of stuff. And it'd be, you know, like I say, anniversaries and all that kind of stuff back there. I would like to, just to get the ball rolling, instead of just talking about it, I'd like to put together the first farmer's market on the 1st of... April.
I'm with you. Farron's not. Why not Farron?
That's extremely aggressive. We don't. I mean, we haven't even spoken to the farmers market people yet.
No, that's not true. No. Actually, we have, and we have done research on that. And everything you were talking about, we're not behind the ball on this at all. But there are so many requirements for us. If you go to farmers market, we've got county health, we've got fire department issues with people mm-hmm. coming into our facility. Is everything set up correctly? We're going to have inspections. For music, we have to do licenses. We have to get licenses mm-hmm. to play public music, to play public movies if we want to do those things. It's not that we're not thinking about this. There's lots of processes to go through. We have to get ABC licenses if we want to sell alcohol. So we're working on a lot of this and pulling it together so we have all that information and that process to go, but there's no way that could happen by April 1st.
Okay.
So we are trying to address all of those things that you just brought up. Mm-hmm. Great ideas, but we're not ready for that right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, then I got your name right here. You're under Jim Madison, so you and I will work and see how fast
That's
we can.
That's not going to happen either.
You're not going to work with me?
No.
All right. just one more thing on programming.
Yes.
I just had a thought. Wait, activities, but yet marketing. How about we have a big open house and we have a barbecue and we serve drinks, health drinks, and people come in for free and see that we have great picnic areas. And
that's what Earth Day is.
That's really what the Earth Day is going to do. I believe, Farron, you can address that better than I can. Is that the idea?
Earth Day is
the big kickoff,
right? Great family festival event. We're trying to get vendors in.
What's the date on that?
20th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even getting
it
all that.
We're trying to get all of our.
I think ducks in a row by then, it's going to be a challenge, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to kind of jump in on that for program.
Go, buddy boy.
So, what's the status on GreenPlay and how soon can they get started in helping us with programming?
GreenPlay has been engaged. The contracts have been executed. And
when's the first meeting?
That was just. I just signed the contract on Friday. Today's Monday. I don't have an answer for you on that yet.
All right.
But I can tell you they are in the works. It is happening.
Please bring up multiple dates when they are going to be doing so that.
I plan on having them come to one of these meetings.
I understand, but you know what I'm saying.
So when they come into town, that they are actually here to address this group with some of their recommendations and that sort of thing as they move their planning forward.
I was just thinking teleconference.
Okay.
The gentleman that I'm dealing with, his father passed away last week, so I have not been able to touch with him. I've only been able to execute and send the contracts out.
Can I jump in on mine?
Go.
All right. So anyway, you got programming. I think the programming, most of these things could be offered pretty quick, you know, by the time we get our pool open. So I think we're kind of on track on that. But we need to big deal that on our marketing plan. As far as grounds and facilities, I think we're going to scratch that dog run. Definitely the barbecue area and working on layout. I think the layout's in the first 120 days, so I think we should bring that forward a little bit. I don't know about color and paint means, but I do think the building needs to get painted on the exterior.
Staff, just out of curiosity, Dog Run, was that just thrown in for, was that thrown in by staff or by others or what?
No, it was discussed.
Have we moved any further forward?
No. What happened was when we were first in the process of acquiring the site, there's a location in this area here that could prove
that's a barbecue area
useful for a dog run. But in talking to Green Play, and Chris was there, they recommended if you're going to put it in, the community's going to come to expect it. It's going to be very difficult to take it out at that point in time if you're using it as that. So I think that at this point in time, it would probably be...
we've got a couple dog runs in the works already, I mean, in the planning stage.
There's two of them that are in the planning stages right now.
Well, and a third that's going through EIR right now.
Well, that's the second one.
Oh, okay.
I don't
understand. You're thinking down the same line, huh?
Yeah. I don't understand what the layout means.
Site so. Use.
Efficient use of the facility.
Probably. Yeah, just basically the layout. It's like, yeah, what are we going to do over here? We've got 7 acres back there. What are we going to do here? What are we going to do there? What are we going to do there? So we can try to, you know, plug in what makes the most sense for all that area.
Okay. Moving along, is there any more discussion on these lists here?
Well, on the facilities, how's the pool coming?
Green.
Is the heater ordered or anything or nothing? Zero? Zip. What does that mean?
I anticipate it going to the board to authorize the contracts. The contracts exceed my authority for expenditures. So it requires board authorization.
But they already approved the...
They approved the budget. They did not approve the expenditure.
Okay.
So that was going
it's
to be the next...
It's in excess of $10,000, and I don't have the authority to exceed
$10,000. All right.
So that's on the agenda for the next board meeting?
It is. Yeah. There are a couple of issues with it, but it is tentatively scheduled for March the 6th.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the pool is just going green right now.
It's got to be drained and cleaned anyway, so...
All right, it's getting destroyed now. Anyway, add ADA to that column, too. I don't have any more to add on that.
Any other input from anybody on these?
Well, I just want to say I did do something. I went over and talked to Sue, and I talked to her again, just like we were talking about. I had proposed a children's program that I could do, and I guess we need to talk more about where these things would be. Since they won't be in the club. Right. So, but just in talking to a friend that's an instructor, she said that she felt that the staff was pretty positive about the instructors, and that I guess it was by Friday that they were supposed to have their new classes proposed, right?
Right.
Did people come up with their new ones?
I haven't had a chance to review all of them yet.
Yeah.
So all this stuff's happening pretty fast, and staff, remember, we're with a very limited staff, and we're filling in gaps, and so... We can't expect miracles from limited resources. We just need to keep plugging along. Paul, anything you want to say?
No, except that I'm sure that Karen had to leave, but it looks like, you know, as Rick mentioned to you, that things in green are already in process or well in
play. I want Diane's call. I'm just kidding. I want Diane's call. It's all green over here. And you know me, I'm a big green guy.
Well, these, even though they're identified in green, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're
right.
They're done moving into the future. These are just the things that we're moving, that we are working on at this point in time for ongoing operations.
Bring some levity to the front of the room.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Item 5. We got into this a little bit. Chris got into it quite extensively. Do we need to give any more guidance to staff on this, or do any confident the staff has? We got an expert right here in the room with financial incentives. I thought Matt might get up and give us some hints as to how to be successful here.
The committee, the committee.
It's a very thin business.
The committee.
Tell you that.
This committee.
Well, it's supposed to be thin.
Yeah. Good point, Jim. But
this committee and the board. This committee recommended to the board, and the board approved and adopted the current fee schedule that is currently being charged, and that will continue in place through June 30th.
Right.
It's not uncommon for fitness clubs, if you will, to offer some form of an incentive to join. You know, sign up now, get your first month free, there's multiple ways that they offer incentives in order to attract new members. But in our case, you know, we're not an athletic club any longer. And so we have to keep that in mind and recognize that we need to address that as we move the conversation forward with respect to use fees across the board. There should be a lot of things on that site that hopefully this committee and staff will come up with that will be free of charge for people to come and use. And maybe the barbecue areas, you know, maybe the big barbecue is a fee for, but maybe there are other ones that the smaller ones that can go in. And, you know, we haven't even talked about picnic tables yet and benches and that sort of thing. And so there's a whole litany of items that are going to be coming before you over the next 4 months. So, with that said, with respect to the membership fees, we have to be real careful how we address those.
You mean the user fees.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Ellison's statement here, but we're walking a very thin blade. It's because of the time element because of the negative funding that occurs on a monthly basis and the time element that we asked for from the board, we're moving on a really real fast track with this thing. And it may get frustrating for a lot of people. I do want to acknowledge the fact that staff has been, you know, running in air here trying to make things happen, and I appreciate that. I don't want to in any way tie your hands or eliminate your effectiveness.
I can tell you that we have been there. Many of us have been there till 9, 10 o'clock at night. Some of us have been there at 4:30 in the morning. I'm just letting you know that it's not just contractors and vendors that are out there doing the work. We're out there doing it as well. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult when you're on a real tight budget to get all these things done, and so there's such a commitment level on the staff to get it done that we're just forging ahead to the best of our abilities, and not everything is going to happen overnight. It's just impossible. If you walked into that site 2 weeks ago and walked into today, it's a completely different building. The outside looks the same. It still needs a coat of paint, and you know there's still issues with it. But you walk in the inside, it's significantly improved. The layout's much better. The responses that we are getting from our customers, our residents, is, oh my gosh, thank you so much. The lights work. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that. The floor's clean. The bathrooms are clean. It smells nice. I haven't heard any. Maybe you've heard a couple of negative comments. The only negative comment I had is the one that Jim had, which is I had two people when I was there bright and early Saturday morning mention to me that there were two pieces of equipment that they would have liked to have seen, one in the cardio room and one in the front room. So we're aware of them, and you know, we've already discussed that.
Where's the equipment being stored? It's not being used.
It's being stored off-site. We didn't have a facility for it. We rented a temporary space over
there. Really? You don't have any room in all of our pump houses or anything? We got a fire station over there.
It's not ours.
Should be.
Future agenda item.
Yeah, I haven't been able to track you down enough to get a good conversation with him about it. But that's not on the agenda for tonight, so I won't go down that road. We've had some future agenda items. Are there any other future agenda items that the board would like to see brought forward? Any future agenda items? Don't typically do this, but because we have an engaged community.
Chair Graves,
yes.
I have three items
okay.
that I'd like to bring to your attention. One is informational only. I was approached last week by a businessman who represents a fitness chain, and they are looking at possibly putting a fitness facility in across the street. They were just doing their due diligence at this point in time. And I asked them to please get it, as much information as they could to me so I can present it to this committee.
Do they have a time frame?
No, they are just exploring it. I heard rumor of it a few weeks before
from
the agent representing the owner, and has since come back and the representative of the business came and spoke to me last week, and so
that sure would change the focus of this.
It could change the focus of the fitness facility.
Well, that's
because,
what I mean.
Because if we have the interrelationship between private and public in competition is something that needs to be considered. So I think the conversation at this committee meeting 2 weeks ago that we're not like Brentwood or we're not like Livermore where there's a fitness facility routinely, strategically located.
Right.
We don't have that here with the exception of Delta Valley, and for the folks that live on this side of town versus the folks that live on the west side of town, it's more convenient for them. And so you know the logistics of that. So I just wanted to give you that piece of information. The second piece of information that for a future agenda item, if the committee wants to pursue it, is we discussed this at the workshop on Saturday, and that is the determination of the location of the future splash pad that was originally planned and programmed for Cornell Park as to whether or not we want to relocate it over to this site. Over here by the swimming pool is something for this committee's consideration and then to take to the board for final action on.
Then if you want that as a future agenda item, staff, I would suggest that you put that down on a diagram that's in front of us that we can look at on the desk, where the proposed location is with regards to future build out and everything else, so we don't make a decision that puts something where it needs to be moved at some point in time, or it restricts the usage because of the location, and that all that due diligence is used prior to making that kind of a decision.
We have preliminary site plans from the architect that's been working with us, and he has identified a location on that site plan.
Okay.
I would
suggest you share it with us.
I will do that.
Okay.
The third item is at the last committee meeting, a gentleman, Dennis Parks, addressed the committee under public comments and mentioned that Chet Loveland had passed away and his family was interested in pursuing a reading room of some form, or a reading component, a library component of some form in a community center of some form or another, and that I believe that funds would be raised in order to do that through, in lieu of flowers, donations may be given to, and I'm not sure what's happened because I know the service, I believe, was this past Saturday. So he was asking, since he could not be here tonight, what the committee would like, what their preference or what they would like to do on that issue.
I saw in the paper, read his obituary thing at the bottom, it said to donate to the hospice.
Well, there you go then.
So I think that as those opportunities come forward, we're not ready to probably make a decision on that at this point or any recommendations to the full board with regards to areas, but I don't see that being a bad way to generate revenue if there's this particular, portion, this so-and-so memorial barbecue pit. Yeah, I mean, I don't see that, I don't know why that's an issue. Did you have your hand up, Andy? I don't have my glasses on. Andy, did you have something to say?
No.
Okay.
Well, I think that the only issue with that, if it's something different that's not already there, because it would have to take a piece of the space for that room he's talking about.
Well, and there's cost involved.
Yeah,
maybe something down the line.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
There might be future dedications of areas. I consider
this current building is not going to be. We're not going to divvy up into 10x10 squares and sell them off to the highest bidder. I don't think. I'll go ahead and open it up to any concern. Go ahead. Did you have something?
I do have a future agenda item. I'd like to have the next meeting be a workshop, and I would suggest that we do it over at the community center property, if possible, Rick. And I'd like to get a little more involvement, a little different format than this meeting here tonight. And that was based on some feedback and discussion at the
board's workshop this last week, and then it might be a good idea to try a workshop format. And
it was pretty workshop tonight, to be honest with you, but however you guys want to do it, it's fine with me. I mean, it was, we're on...
Yeah, they got classes over there at the...
But do they have them at 12 o'clock? I don't think so. On a Sunday?
Oh, on a Sunday.
That's
probably not going to work out real well. Weekend.
Yeah, my weekends are booked. Yeah,
the difficulty with it, we can certainly have a site visit as part of your committee meeting. It would be difficult to conduct a meeting like this, even in a workshop format, there without bringing facilities in to do so.
Which brings me to the next point, and that is, when's the next meeting going to be?
I'm good for Mondays in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, on the 11th?
Good for me. Anybody else?
That's good.
Yeah, 4th doesn't work for me very well, but the 11th would work for me.
Why don't we make the 11th then a workshop right here, Monday night?
Which one? What? The 11th or the
4th? Yeah, call the full board here for a workshop.
On what day?
The 11th, which is a Monday.
So you want to call a board meeting? You don't want to do a committee meeting then?
Yeah, I want to do a board meeting.
Well, you can't have this committee authorize a board meeting.
Can we put that on the next?
Put on the agenda for the 6th of March and ask the board if they want to have a board workshop.
What do you think, Rick?
Well, it was discussed at the workshop, and the direction that was given, the board did not take an action. But the direction that the board gave at that time was to let this committee continue to do more of their due diligence work and come back and have a board study session in 4 to 6 weeks.
April, I thought.
That was the recommendation. That certainly can be...
Thought it was more urgent than that, but okay.
That is certainly your prerogative.
Oh, we can push it out then. We can look at a calendar.
So let's just go ahead and schedule the next community center committee meeting to be at 7 o'clock on the 11th of March.
Correct.
Items, I would like to see user fees being determined. You're asking people to sign up on March 1 and they don't know what they're going to be paying July 1.
We've mentioned a couple times here this evening that the board approved and the committee recommended that the user fees do not change from the current
until
fees
June.
until June.
But you're asking people to sign up in March and they don't know what they're going to be paying in July.
No, they don't. We don't know.
And we don't know either.
So I'm just saying as a future item.
Right.
It will definitely be addressed between.
It will be. I see your point. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's going to be a little bit later when we have a chance to analyze the data. We have staff now monitoring what's going on over there. Hopefully soon we'll be able to do some analysis, see where we are, and as it says under, who's the guy that's got column one? He will then be able to have some information to analyze and be able to come back with some hard costs and some growth numbers.
To bring
to the committee.
Thank you.
Do we have the use fee flyer at the counter now?
Now I know your hands up. What? Go ahead.
When I'm signing up for my liability waiver, do I have a box that I check that says please follow up with me for future use fee charging? And if so, do I have a use fee sheet that I could easily get handed to me when I sign up?
There's no fee. Yeah.
There's no chart.
Well,
we will make sure we have it there.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Mr. Zwimmer.
I'll come up there.
Come on down.
Come on down, Big Andy.
I don't know if you've considered this or not, but in community centers, often they have volunteers do certain activities rather than paid employees. Have you guys discussed that or thought about how to do that? Sometimes, for instance, if you have a gymnasium, and you have kids playing basketball, all you really need is someone there. There are people who enjoy doing that sort of thing. It might make the viability of this whole operation much better if there are certain functions could be done by volunteers.
And that's great input. And I think especially when we do our events, we'll be looking heavily to volunteers with regards
even
to...
Even on a routine basis, some of the people that use the facility may be willing to... spend a couple hours there or whatever to help cover.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that input.
And I think we just got our first volunteer. Thank you, Andy.
We'll see you at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Paintbrush in hand.
Did you get comments?
No. If he's going to be there volunteering, we open at 5.
I did get some comments over the weekend at church on Sunday from people that used the gym, and they really appreciated the hard work. I'm sorry, Farron had to leave, from Farron and the gang who went in there, and the gang that went in there to do their work. I would have been there right there with you, except I was out of town. But you know,
I was at the boardwalk.
Your honesty is to be commended, sir.
Thank you.
Hearing no other, is there anything else for the better of the good? The good of the. What am I trying to say?
One more.
Good of the order.
Good of the order. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Peace.
Well, I was out of town. I'm wrestling with your discussions and your meetings, and what I'm hearing is we've got ideas, we have this, we have that, and it's all pushed to the staff to get accomplished by whatever. And I appreciate the enthusiasm and all the input and the thought. But at this particular point, you've got 120 days to try to make a decision, I'm assuming, because I wasn't here, to go or no go on this particular building, or on, is it just the athletic component? What's it, at the end of 120 days, what was the end result? We purchased
7 point whatever acres to develop a community center. How that community center is going to look is going to be determined in the next 120 days. Whether it'll be, we'll have a very active athletic component would be one consideration. Whether we'll have we went through all this. I'm sorry, you weren't here.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to go any further. But, and this includes the property layout and all of those things?
Yes, sir.
I think that's a little too aggressive, personally. I'm just trying to give my input.
I understand, but that was, we have a point at the beginning of the meeting that's for public comments, and I don't want to reopen the meeting to a whole other discussion now. We've gone through the agenda items, and...
Kevin, the reason I'm mentioning this right now is because I wanted to see how this committee works. I don't think there's any issue with how you're discussing things, but I can't give you my input until I've seen what's going on. This is the second meeting that I've been to, and my suggestion might be to focus just on the athletic component in the next 120 days instead of 120 different items of things. So anyway, this is part of why I think a study session would be worthwhile, and I appreciate Chris's comment on it.
We have other items that we really need to get off the ground and make sure that the community is engaged, such as Earth Day and some other things. So if we were to focus just on the athletic club, then we would have to eliminate those.
Earth Day is fine, and the garden box is fine. But you can't get this entire layout of this piece of property done in 120 days. It's just staff can't make it happen.
Thank you. Any other?
Nothing.
Good of the order. Hearing none, I adjourn this meeting.
Clink, clink.